Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting third. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willis Hudlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Willis Hudlin. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Mel Almada. Batting second. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting third. The left fielder, Buster Mills. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Harlan Clift. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bo Bell. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting seventh. The catcher, Billy Sullivan. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Don Hefner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Les Tiche. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Les Tiche. And now, play ball. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell. Larry reaches second base with a double. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Larry moves to third. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale misplays the ball. That's an error on Hale. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harlan Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McQuinn moves to second. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Weatherly for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky takes first base on ball four. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner strikes out. There goes Trosky. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a fly ball into left field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Kress moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Kress moves to third. Sullivan moves to second. Les Tiche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiche hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to home to get Kress. Sullivan moves to third. Hefner moves to second. One out. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0 for 1 in the game. Almada hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Almada reaches second base with a double. Sullivan scores. Hefner scores. Tiche moves to third. It's 2-0, Browns. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuinn is walked intentionally. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0 for 1 in the game. Mills hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. Tiche scores. Almada moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-0, Browns. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is called out on strikes. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Larry hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kress moves to second. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. Hale hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Heath for the out. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-1 in the game. Weatherly hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Les Tiche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiche is 0-for-1 in the game. Tiche hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Almada hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Tiche moves to second. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Mills hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Trosky hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Tiche scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Trosky for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner bunts towards the mound. Tiche fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-1 in the game. Pitlock hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell, who is chasing the ball. Pitlock reaches third base with a triple. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0-for-1 in the game. Hudlin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clift hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Browns. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Weatherly. Bell reaches second base with a double. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Kress hits a pop-up towards first. Trosky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hefner hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Bell scores. It's 5-0, Browns. Les Tiche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiche is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tiche hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Larry takes first base on ball 4. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 2 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 2 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Almada hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Almada reaches second base with a double. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McQuinn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Almada scores. It's 6-0, Browns. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Mills bunts towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. McQuinn moves to second. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Clift hits a fly ball towards center. Weatherly catches it and throws to second to double up McQuinn. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mills. Heath reaches second base with a double. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 2 in the game. Weatherly hits a line drive into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Heath moves to third. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. T.J. fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Kress bunts towards third. Keltner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bell moves to second. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bell scores. Kress moves to third. It's 7-0, Browns. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Kress scores. 2 outs. It's 8-0, Browns. Les T.J. is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. T.J. is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. T.J. hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Pitlock takes first base on ball 4. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0-for-2 in the game. Hudlin hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-3 in the game. Campbell hits a fly ball into left field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Almada hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. McQuinn hits a pop-up towards first. Trotsky reaches out to catch the ball, and throws to second to catch Almada attempting to get to second, for the double play. Two outs. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Mills hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-3 in the game. Hale takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Heath hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hale moves to third. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-3 in the game. Weatherly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hale scores. Heath moves to second. It's 8-1, Browns. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Trotsky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Heath moves to third. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-3 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Heath scores. It's 8-2, Browns. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Pitlock hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.